This is Audible.
And now part two of Night of the Hunter, written by R.A. Salvatore and read by Victor Bevine. Chapter 14. So many moving parts. The Bayenri entourage made its way through the tunnels of the Underdark, but not directly back to Menzo Baranzon as they had planned. On the Matron Mother's order, they moved out to the east, escorting to Savarak on the first leg of his most important mission. The Matron Mother was not among the contingent when they set their daily camp, of course. Gronth had created an extra-dimensional mansion where the selected nobles of House Bayenri could relax without threat. The Illithid went to that refuge as well, and to Savarak, too, had been given a room of his own. He was too important now to risk.
"I would have thought you more agitated," Quenthal said to her brother Gronth, sitting with him beside a glowing wall of artwork, whose colors shifted through the spectrum in a most pleasing display. Gronth created this distraction each night to sit and enjoy a fine wine or brandy. This was no surprise to his sister. He did the same thing in Menzo Baranzon. But she was a bit surprised at how content he seemed and how peaceful the artwork appeared. The old wizard looked at her curiously.
"I am sure that the longer you intrude in my private quarters, the more agitated I will become," he replied, and lifted his snifter of brandy and toast. "As pleases you, of course."
"We will leave to Savarak soon," Quenthal announced. "He will finish this journey alone."
"The sooner I am away from the ambitious and sniveling Zorlaren, the better."
"Then you are bothered," the Matron Mother said with a sly smile.
"Not in the least."
"Truly? Dear brother, does the coming rise into Savarak's stature not evoke a bit of fear at least? Might it be time for a new archmage in the City of Spiders?"
"Replaced by a..."